This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, July 19th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In international news, the High Court of Antigua and Barbuda has decriminalized homosexuality, joining the Caribbean countries of Belize, Trinidad, and Tobago. Of the Central American and Caribbean nations, homosexual faux marriage has been authorized only in Costa Rica, Aruba, and Puerto Rico, while still banned in 25 other countries in the region. A federal court has temporarily blocked the attempt of the Biden administration to include sexual orientation and gender identity under the Title VII and Title IX requirements as applied to schools and businesses. 20 conservative state attorneys general had filed a lawsuit against the Department of Education and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission for directives requiring the transgendering of bathrooms in all schools and workplaces. Proverbs 21 verse 1 reminds us that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, a pro-abortion Democrat, is concerned. Listen to what she told NBC 10 in Boston.
In Massachusetts right now, those crisis pregnancy centers that are there to fool people who are looking for pregnancy termination help outnumber true abortion clinics by 3-1. We need to shut them down here in Massachusetts, and we need to shut them down all around the country.
According to the Charlotte Lozier Institute, over 3,000 crisis pregnancy centers in the U.S. provided 486,213 free ultrasounds, 731,884 free pregnancy tests, and 967,251 free consultations with new clients in 2021. That compares to the Guttmacher Institute's latest estimate of 808 abortion mills in the country. Police are referring to him as a, quote, good Samaritan, end quote. He was armed and ready, locked and loaded. When a 20-year-old man with a rifle opened fire in the food court of an Indianapolis mall, killing three and wounding two, a 22-year-old citizen, Eli Dickin, stopped the rampage short, reports CBS News. Here's what Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen told Fox 59.
The real hero of the day is the citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm in that food court and was able to stop this shooter almost as soon as he began.
Former Vice President Mike Pence took to Twitter on the tragic occurrence. He tweeted, quote, "Our prayers are with the fallen and injured, and all our thanks to the real hero of the day. God bless that Hoosier hero," end quote. A new Gallup poll reveals its annual public confidence numbers for the U.S. Public confidence in the media has fallen to its lowest levels. Only 11% of Americans have confidence in TV news, down 5% from last year. That number was 46% in the early 1990s. Great Britain is expecting its hottest day on record today, with temperatures rising to between 100 and 104 degrees Fahrenheit. And there's no relief from soaring inflation in sight. The producer price index was back up in June, hitting 11.3%, reports CNBC. That's almost back up to where it was in March. The consumer price index for the month was 9.1% as well. Thankfully, there's been a little temporary relief on gas prices. Crude oil has dropped about 20% over the last 30 days, from $120 per barrel to $90 last week. But then it popped back up to $100 over the weekend. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, July 19th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.